At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome to episode 266 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Thirsty Thursday, everyone. We have a ton to get to today, guys, so we are just going to waste no time and get right into it. I am loving the slate tonight. We have 31 college basketball games, a ton of system matches, a ton of edges I think we can maximize here, three in the NBA, nine in the NHL, another sneaky big NHL night. And once you know it, guys, huge night last night. And this is the importance of grinding in the sports betting market because, you know, Monday, Tuesday, catching some bad beats, things aren't going our way. But what do? You don't get up, you don't get down, you stay even keeled, you stick to the flat betting, you stick to the sharp contrarian line movement, historical system, beat the closing line, what we always try to do. And guess what? The boys and girls, I'm looking at you, Maureen Chase, broke through bigly last night. Clean sweep in the NHL, 3-0. Toronto Leafs made us sweat there a little bit, but cashed the minus 300. Chicago and Detroit under 5.5. Nice little 2-0 game there. And then, of course, Edmonton late night. The Oil coming up bigly for the team with a little victory. So 3-0 in the NHL. 3-2 college. Nice hit with the Denver over, as well as the Blazers over in Golden State moneyline. The Warriors came back late and cashed that, which was pretty nice because they were down big the whole time. And then Steph Curry went completely off. And then Detroit pushed the 3. If you got the 3.5, you would have hit that. But I'm saving the best for last. One of the best, sneaky quiet, one of the best college hoops nights of the year. I'd put this top 5. I had the plays we talked about, guys, going 13-4, killing it. Evansville, over. BU on the money line. Sacred Heart money line. Radford, under. Marquette getting points. Furman, under. VCU money line. Mercer getting points. Kentucky, over. Wofford, under. Drake laying it. Duke laying it. The Dukies. We knew that thing stunk. Why was that line moving to Duke after all the bad news, the opt-outs, the terrible year for Coach K? Boom, Dukies roll. And then, of course, late night, Boise State on the money line. Boise came up bigly. Finally was on the right side of one of those COVID layoffs. I feel like with these COVID layoff plays, either I bet against the team on the layoff and they play great and win, or I bet on them and they don't show up and they're rusty and lose. So finally on the right side of a COVID layoff play there for Utah State. But just an absolutely great night last night, guys. So that's really the key. And I think, you know, again, do you expect to go 19-6 every night? No. You want to pick and choose. You want to be disciplined. You want to be fearless. But that just goes to show you that When breaks aren't going your way, don't get frustrated. It's easy to get frustrated. I get frustrated when I don't catch a play. But I think the key here is just knowing that this is a long-term investment, guys. There's going to be bumps along the road. There's going to be ups and downs. But if you let kind of the regular day-to-day get to you, if you get way too high when you do well and you're just too crazy, you get loosey-goosey, you start to force things that aren't there, you feel cocky, you feel invincible, you kind of stray from the model a little bit, that's when you get in trouble. But on the flip side, you know, when you're struggling, you can either go one of three ways, I would say. The first way would be, this sucks, I quit. And I think we've all had those moments, not that we want to quit, but hey, nothing going your way, this isn't for me, let me quit. But no, we kind of went past that a long time ago. But then the other thing would be double down and chase. You're struggling, you're not doing well, you lost a couple units to the books, a couple days in a row, you feel like nothing's going your way. So what do? You chase, you start betting more and more and more to try to get it back. That's another terrible thing. Don't ever do that, because sometimes bad streaks continue for a few days, continue for a week. And what if you keep having that tough streak and you double, triple down, and now your bankroll is down to nothing? So don't do that. But then also, guys, here's the other side of the coin. Don't be scared. The great philosopher, Young Jeezy, from ancient Rome, one day said, scared money don't make no money. And I'm joking. Definitely didn't live in the Roman times and did not go to the Colosseum to see Gladiator. But he is a great philosopher of the present day. But scared money don't make no money. That's another thing when you're struggling. You feel like nothing's going your way. You're scared. You see value, but man, I lost a little bit yesterday. I can't afford to lose another unit. So I like this, but I'm going to lay off because I'm too scared. And then what happens? You look up next day and you laid off the Atlanta Hawks, because the Atlanta Hawks, there's no way they can beat the Celtics. But they had a sharp move, 3-1.5. And what happens? You wake up the next day, the Hawks win and cover. And went out right against my Celtics, which did happen yesterday. So that's just my kind of my spiel, guys. I think you guys know me by now. We are not in this for, you know, a couple days here. This isn't a short-term thing. This isn't get rich quick, sweep the board, you know, quit, retire, and go live in the Cayman Islands. I'm sure that would be great. And I did want to give a shout-out real quick on a totally serious note to all of my friends in Texas, all of my friends that are in the middle of the country who are really struggling right now. Stay safe, stay warm. I've seen some things. You guys are not used to this weather. You're getting this crazy weather there where freezing rain, snow, you're losing power. So I just wanted to give a quick shout out to everyone in Texas. I love you guys. I visited Austin, Texas a few years ago with my sister and fell in love with it. One of my favorite places, along with New Orleans. And hopefully my girlfriend and I, when we get vaccinated, we're trying to go to Nashville, see a Predators Bruins game and you know, get some barbecue and listen to some music. But I love Austin. And my thoughts and prayers do go to everyone in Texas. It's really tough. You guys are not used to it, because I live in New England. We're used to snow. We're used to sleezing rain, you know, freezing rain. But you guys in Texas, you don't even have snow plows. Your power grid isn't made for this. So seriously, hope you guys are doing okay and get well soon. I don't know where I was going with that. I think I was going off on a tangent. I don't know why. But my whole point of this conversation is that up, down, treading water, and you guys, again, what I was getting at is, you know me by now, you know I'm always straight with you, but we're not in this to get rich overnight and quit. This is a long-term investment. You're trying to learn from your mistakes. You're trying to get sharper. You're trying to refine your skills. You're trying to put in the work to turn a profit, because we all love sports. We all love sports betting, but we all love it even more when we win. So again, sports betting is not easy, but this is the model. This is the blueprint. You have a couple nights where things don't go your way. You give a couple units back, but you stick with it. You got to have the, you know, intestinal fortitude to just stick with the system. And then you break through with a huge night like last night, 19-6, killing it. So that was just something that I wanted to mention as we turn the page to a big Thursday. So with that being said, so much going on today, guys. Let's see if we can keep it up here. I'm loving the board. I'm loving all our plays. So we have a bunch in the NHL. I actually have a six-pack in the NHL. I have four games, a small NBA slate, but a really big college hoops day today. So I want to dive right in. But before I do, I always want to mention you have to sign up. You got to do it. You got to sign up for the VSiN newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. And what the newsletter will do is it's the best way to just stay plugged into everything that's going on at VSiN. So send your inbox every morning for free, VSiN.com/newsletter. You wake up with it with your coffee. You'll have a list of all the programs that day. Thank you for everyone tuning into Betting Across America with me and Mike Pritchard last 3 days. It's been great. I'll be on Lombardi Line today. But you get all the programs listed with who will be hosting them. Ton of great promos if you live in a legal state. We got a big one today from BetMGM and BetRivers, PointsBet. You'll also get Dave Tooley's ATS report from the previous night. great little recaps on, overarching how did favorites do, dogs do, totals, what were the upsets. So I love getting that. You also get all of the, we have a DraftKings promo as well, but Wes Reynolds, Steve Mackinnon, JBT's NBA, Greg Hoops Peterson's College Hoops, all listed in the newsletter, along with my Market Insights column. So you're going to get my column every single morning. And I wrote today about a NHL Sharp Report. So you have a bunch of games I hit on. Hopefully you maybe hit a few and got some closing line value there. But don't just sign up for the newsletter. Make sure you sign up for a VSiN membership. You hear me say it all the time, but I say it because it's important. And I say it because if you are listening to this podcast, it means that you're serious about sports betting and you want to get better. And what's the best way to get better? Have great information and data and listen to people who have a long track record of success, have a lot of experience, and are true sharps themselves. That's the key here. So if you go to VSiN.com/subscribe, we have a 10-day free trial. See if you like it. I know you will. Keep it. You can go monthly. You can go yearly. The best way is to get a year, $258 for 1 year. Comes to $21.50 a month. Again, here's my little spiel. You go out to a sports bar and you want to watch some games and get some food. You get a burger, maybe with some bacon, some cheddar cheese, some grilled onions, some fries, a tall boy beer. Guess what? That's probably around $21.50. And that will be the cost of VSiN all access for a full month. So with that, you'll get every PointsGrid weekly magazine. Our latest just came out. Gamble and Lose got some more UFC. Can't wait for that Saturday. 24/7 live stream of all the programs. Daily best bet email, picks from the guests and the hosts. 20% off the VSiN store. Get hats, get merch. Full VSiN.com access, analysis, data, power rating, stats, and of course, all of our seasonal betting guides, which are awesome and have a great ton of information there to lean on. So VSiN.com/subscribe. That's where you can go. Get the trial. See if you like it. And then, of course, you got to get on Twitter. Twitter is the best place to take advantage of breaking injuries and, searching keywords or key players, wanting to know whether they're in or out, following local beat reporters, getting some intel or color on the ground that maybe the national media isn't getting. And then, of course, you want to make sure you follow at VSiN Live. That's the mothership. We're best place to stay plugged into everything at VSiN. Great videos all day, tweeted out. You can follow me at Josh_insights. You can hit me up anytime via direct message. Say hello. And then, of course, if you want to send me an email, my email inbox is always open. If you want to just say hi, let me know you enjoy the pod or you don't. Constructive criticism either way, suggestions, comments. Questions about gambling philosophy, you need to be referred to a new sports book, let me know. I can get you on the right track here, get some low juice, and hopefully shop around and get better numbers. But I'm always here to help, so you can email me anytime, josh@vsin.com. So with that being said, let's dive right in. I want to get right into some college basketball. Waste no time here. And again, the importance of, hey, Monday, Tuesday, give a couple units back to the books, crush it on a Wednesday. That's all about flat betting. You hear me say it all the time, guys. But the key with flat betting is that when you lose, when you have a tough stretch, when you have some bad beats, when things aren't going your way, when you have a couple of rough days in a row, you're not going to get killed because you're just risking your one unit. And again, anyone who's listening, I know you do this, but you got to be disciplined with your bankroll. Your bankroll is basically disposable income. It's money that you've set aside specifically and only for betting on sports. And you got to think of it this way. If I took a lighter and I lit your bankroll on fire and you lost the entire thing, number one, that would suck, and I hope that never happens. But number two, that has to be a situation where if you lost it all, you'd still be okay. You wouldn't fall back on rent payments or have to cut back on groceries or, you can't buy your kid some new Nikes, whatever it may be. Light it on fire. Expect to lose it all. If that unfortunate situation happened and you could still go on and it wouldn't really affect your life too much, then that means your bankroll is a pretty good number here. But flat betting, of course, is 3% of your bankroll per play. If you only have $100, you're betting $3 a game. And that way, when you struggle, you don't get killed. You just lose your one unit. And when you're doing well, you stack a good ROI. So always, of course, bankroll management. You really notice it to me when you're struggling. When you're struggling, it sucks. But flat betting will really save you. And again, that's kind of when you see the light. How flat betting can be so important here. Because we all go through struggles. We all go through ups and downs. That's just the name of the game. Well, that being said, enough of that. Let's dive right into these games. I'm seeing a lot of value on the board. I'm excited on a thirsty Thursday to get down on some college hoops. So, first one I saw, number one. Had a pretty good day yesterday with some of these money line spots we talked about. BU, Sacred Heart, UNC Greensboro didn't come through, but VCU, a bunch of these money line plays did well, as well as Boise State late night. But here's a money line play that caught my eye early. It is an added game, extra game. It's Campbell and Hampton. So looking at Campbell on the money line, number one, added game, extra game, and there's a line move. So this line opened. A lot of shops were -1.5 Campbell. It's now up to -3. So we all know added game, extra game, six-digit Vegas ID rotation number. No one's waking up saying, I got to bet Campbell Hampton today. So we know that it's really only wise guys who have targeted this game, probably had a better power rating than what the books are offering. So Campbell got a move. Campbell had a move, -1.5 to -3. KenPom has them winning by 2. He's got them ranked much higher, 263 in the country versus 319. So I'm going to make it simple. I'm going Campbell on the money line with the move, add a game, extra game. KenPom has a win by 2. I'm going to go money line, -160. Just win the damn game. Keep on cruising. Houston and Wichita State. Look at an overplay here. We all always think of Houston as a really, you know, low-scoring, good defensive team, but they've been cashing a lot of overs recently. Houston is kind of like changing their stripes. Remember that when kind of Virginia went through that big overstretch? That's kind of what we're seeing with Houston, where they're putting up big points and they're giving up some points as well. But Houston's looking great this year, 17-2. But they've cashed, I think, 3 straight overs in 4 of their last 5. So I was looking at an over here. Number one, the total opened 137. It's up to 138.5. KenPom had it right at 138. But we are seeing that movement toward the over. And the public is wary of this over. It's kind of split, yet looks like respect to money is going over here. So going Houston over 138.5. See if we can get some points there. This one is one of my favorite games of the night. Iowa and Wisconsin. Number one, I'm a glutton for punishment, okay? Number two, this is going to cause a lot of confusion here in terms of which way to go. So on the one hand, you could say KenPom sound the alarm for Iowa, okay? Now just hold your horses here. KenPom has Iowa winning by 1. Wisconsin is favored by 1.5 or 2. So you could say grab the 1.5 with Iowa. They're expected to win by 1. If you guys want to do that, all the power to you. But I'm going to use a little personal judgment, a little of my own tuition. This is a really sharp play to Wisconsin, guys. Everyone's betting Iowa. Iowa is the higher-ranked team. And just ask yourself this. You know, the line opened Iowa on the road, laying 1.5, and it's now flipped. Dog to favorite, sharp move to Wisconsin, -1.5, or even -2. So number one, everyone's betting Iowa. Really sharp line move to Wisconsin. Wisconsin's now favored, yet they're ranked 21st, and Iowa is the dog ranked 11th. So anytime you see a team favored, which basically has a lower ranking or a worse ranking, that always catches my eye. You also have Iowa, who's won 2 in a row. Wisconsin, I'm trying to get some revenge because I bet them against Michigan. They let me down, but they've kind of exchanged wins and losses here, lost 2 of their last 3. So Iowa's playing well. Wisconsin's off a loss to Michigan, lost 2 of 3. Yet everyone's betting Iowa, and the line's moving to Wisconsin. So, again, if you want to KenPom sound the alarm, take the points with Iowa, I get it. But I'm going Wisconsin here, guys. I'm going whiskey. This is a really sharp play to whiskey. You have that +1.5 to -1.5 dog to favorite. KenPom has Iowa by 1. So what I'm going to do is go money line Wisconsin. I'm not laying a 1.5. I'm even seeing a 2 out there. It looks like one book may go to 2.5. This is really sharp to Wisconsin because they're very contrarian in a heavily bet game. But I'm going money line -140. Because basically, the other system that I love here is our Big Ten home favorites in conference play. They've been killing it. They're 55% ATS, but Big Ten home favorites in a conference game, straight up on the money line, 53-15, 78%. So a very sharp move to Wisconsin, dog to favorite. I'm not laying a 1.5 or a 2, because what if they win by 1? It probably should be a close game here. You want to be able to cash that play and not lose it if you laid a 1.5 and they win by 1. So I'm going Wisconsin, very sharp, dog to fave, contrarian, Big Ten home fave conference play system. So let's go whiskey. Come on, baby. Longwood, not Shortwood, and Charleston Southern. I was looking at an overplay here. Add a game, extra game. But again, line moves are important here because no one's waking up saying, I got to bet Longwood and Charleston Southern. Where the hell is Longwood even to begin with? But this is a little bit of value to the over. Or at least the line moved to the over. Total open 131. It's now up to 131.5. Looks like it may even go to 132. KenPom has it right at 131, but you're seeing this movement toward this added game, extra game to the over. So I will be I'll be taking a shot on that over with Longwood. And you do have Charleston Southern 10-7 to the over, and you have some of these recent matchups going over. So I'll be going over, rooting for points with Longwood. Ohio State and Penn State. Anyone want to jump on the number one hazmat gross contrarian play of the night? It's Penn State. I know this is gross. I know it looks like you got to lay it with Ohio State. But, guys, this is a pretty sharp move here to Penn State at home. Ohio State's ranked. Penn State is unranked. Ohio State opened on the road -5.5, -6. Everyone and their mother is betting Ohio State, who's been playing great, 17-4. They've won a bunch of games in a row. Penn State's lost two in a row. But Penn State's lost by one, lost by two, lost by five. I mean, they've been keeping these games close. So this is kind of a classic, disgusting number one contrarian play. Everyone betting Ohio State. The books will be praying for Penn State to cover. So I'm going to be on the side of the house. Sharp reverse line move, +5.5, 6, down to 4.5. You worry a little bit because KenPom has, what does he have? KenPom has Penn State losing by 5. But that would be unranked versus ranked, super contrarian reverse lineup. So maybe Penn State keeps this one close. I'm grabbing the 4.5. That line just stinks to me. Keep on cruising. Austin Peay and SIU Edwardsville. Look at the under in this Austin Peay game. Total open 143.5. It's down to 143. Looks like it may even go to 142.5. But a decent KenPom edge. He's got this at 141. And this would meet one of our systems, that mid to high total that stays the same or falls 140 to 150. Stays the same or falls 54% this year. So Austin Peay under caught my eye. Sacramento State, another under play. They're playing Southern Utah, 9 o'clock game. And I tell you what, guys, tonight's going to be a good night. We have a lot of late games. From 9 o'clock on, there's like 15 games tonight. So get your coffee going. Maybe get the midnight snacks going. This is going to be a good one tonight. A lot of sweats late night. But I did see a little under money here. Open 143 with the Sacramento State, Southern Utah under. It's down to 142.5, and that would also be a 141. I screwed up. The Austin Peay one is still sharp. KenPom had a 145 on that one. Sorry, I was looking at the wrong game. Austin Peay and Sacramento State are back-to-back. They're both unders, but Austin Peay, what you like about that one is SIU Edwardsville is pretty slow, 68.6. That's a big spread under with Austin Peay favored around 13. Didn't change it, but sorry, I was just looking at the wrong game. Both to the under, though, Austin Peay and Sacramento State. Rutgers, this one scares me to death, but Rutgers is sharp. Maybe our guy Richie Aprile and Jackie Jr. running the book out of the Rutgers dorm. This is kind of sharp to Rutgers, guys. Michigan looks good. Michigan's rolling. They're back from COVID. But Michigan opened -10. Everyone's betting Michigan, yet this line is now down to 9. I would wait. If you're going to bet Rutgers, maybe you get a 9.5 here. But KenPom has them losing by 8. And they are a conference dog on the road. Really contrarian, everyone betting Michigan with a unranked versus ranked reverse line move. So keep an eye out for that. Rutgers is kind of like the Atlanta Hawks yesterday. You don't want to play them. They look gross. There's no way they can cover. I don't know if they went outright like the Hawks, but you can't say you didn't see that line move toward Rutgers. Arizona-UCLA. Looking at UCLA on the money line here, guys. UCLA is at home playing Arizona. And this game opened -1.5 to UCLA. It's now up to -2. So KenPom has UCLA winning by 2. I'm looking at a money line play here. Excuse me, UCLA just win the damn game around -130. So line move, slight KenPom edge. Tennessee Tech and Tennessee State. Anyone want to sweat a two terrible team over here? This Tennessee Tech total, it opened 137.5. It's up to 139.5. So money's coming in on this random game. Tells me pros must have a good number on it. And both of these teams, awful records. You have, on the one hand, you have Tennessee Tech 3-20, Tennessee State 3-16. So two terrible teams. Maybe they get some high-scoring matches. Both teams are 3-0 to the over, both their last three. So maybe get some points, two really bad teams. Maybe get overtime. Who knows? It's a three-point game. But some over money Tennessee Tech. Loyola Marymount and San Fran. Look at this San Fran over. This is a buy low over for me, guys. Loyola Marymount, San Fran total open 137.5. It's only down to 135. Even saw 134.5. You can find that. I think that's what you're looking for. But I was going to buy low on the over here. KenPom had a final of 138. So again, if you did see money come in on the San Fran under, but are you getting the best of the number now? No, you're getting the worst of it. If you're betting under 130. 5, 134.5, you've lost 3 points of value. So I was looking at a buy low over there with the KenPom edge, San Fran over. Zags and St. Mary's. I got a crazy stat for you guys. Number one, you never see the Zags with a total of 141. Usually they're in the 150s, 60s. That we're typically used to. But this is a hold your nose and bet the under. I know the Zags are a team that gets up and down the court, makes a ton of shots. You feel like they always go over. But they actually don't. They're actually 11-9 to the under. And St. Mary's is 10-7 to the under. What I like about this one, total open 142.5. Everyone's betting the over, yet it's down to 142 or 141.5. KenPom had it right at 142. But this would also be our big spread high total under. So Gonzaga is favored by 20.5. Get up big, take your foot off the gas. But then here's another one I was looking at. When these teams get together, a lot of low-scoring games. The last 22 games when these teams played each other, the under has hit 17 times. So the under is 17-5 in the last 22 when these teams go head-to-head. So maybe we get one of these lower-scoring games, which would be nice. So I'm looking at that Zags under 142. Eastern Kentucky, anyone want to sweat some points here? 150.5 up to 151.5. This line is rising. And the thing you like about here, Eastern Kentucky's pace. They're a 75.3 pace, the third fastest in the country. So let's push the points. Let's score a ton. Looking at the over for Eastern Kentucky, Tennessee Martin. Another over here, Winthrop and High Point. This is a game that pros have hammered to the over. This total open, it worries me you're not getting the best of the number. It opened 143.5. It's up to 145.5. But pros are still betting it, even though it's rising here. It looks like it may even go to 146. And KenPom has a decent edge there. He's got it at 145. But Winthrop, again, like Eastern Kentucky, 73.6 pace. Really, really fast pace. I think in the top 10. Montana and Eastern Washington. What did I see here? A little bit of over money. 145 up to 146. So that Montana-Eastern Washington game was on the rise a little bit. Keep on cruising. San Diego State and Fresno. So again, this over as well, late night over, open 129.5 up to 130. KenPom has it right at 129, but we have seen some over money, and that would match our low total under system, 130 or less. The over is 62%. Keep on cruising. Last couple, California and Washington State. Anyone want to sweat Washington State on the money line? This line open, Washington State minus 3.5. It's down to 2.5, so you did see some money come in California. But I was looking to buy low in Washington State, kind of like VCU last night, buying low on a move with a KenPom edge. KenPom has Washington State winning by 4. He's got them ranked much higher than Cal, 110 versus 136. So I was looking to get down on Washington State buying low on the money line, win the damn game, minus 145 at home with KenPom winning by 4. And then last one of the night, you know we couldn't end the night without a KenPom sound the alarm. Woo, 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 woo. Hide your kids. Hide your wife. Anyone want to sweat Colorado tonight? Colorado at Oregon. This line opened. Oregon minus 2.5 is probably the true opener. It's up to 3. I'm holding out for a 3.5. It looks like it may go to 3.5. On the one hand, it's like, okay, it looks like you're having some money here come in on Oregon. But I'm putting some faith in KenPom because KenPom has Colorado winning by 1 point. So everyone's betting Oregon. Colorado's contrarian. You're taking advantage of inflated line. I would hold out for a 3.5. KenPom has Colorado winning by 1, and you're getting 3.5. So that is a play worth making for me, and that's a pretty big edge when we talk about KenPom sounding the alarm. You're literally 4.5 points of actionable value. Also like that Colorado's off a bad loss to Cal. They were favored by 9.5 in that one, and they ended up losing straight up by, I think, like 9, whereas Oregon's played well, won 3 in a row. So it's a buy low, and we do have Oregon ranked 39th, Colorado 16th. KenPom really likes Colorado, 16th team in the country based on his analytics. So there we did it, guys. Just ran the board. Who's ready for a huge college hoops day? I know I am. I really wish we had some day games. A lot of them got canceled. The first game isn't until 5. But that just means we'll have a big night here. So fingers crossed, knock on wood, but just ran the board, and I'm feeling good about some of these line moves we identified. But with that being said, guys, now we got to take a very, very short break, but don't go anywhere because when we return, we ain't done yet. We got to talk NBA. There's only a couple games here, but I did see some system matches. There's an updated system that I want to share with you about high total overs. Stay tuned for that. And then we also have best way to end the pod, NHL. I love getting us back in the green with the NHL 3-0 clean sweep last night, Toronto, Edmonton, and the Blackhawks under. So I got, let's see, one, two, three, five. I got five money line plays and another total. I want to try to keep incorporating some of these NHL totals because they're pretty sharp. I think we can take advantage of these. So stick with us, guys. A little thirsty Thursday when we get back. Time to run the board with NBA and NHL. So get your pen, get your pad. Hopefully you've already got it. I guess you could always replay the pod. We're going to be back at it. So stick with us, guys. Pull up a chair to the virtual bar. Let's grind here in the NBA and NHL when we get back. But stick with us on a Thursday. Thursday edition of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you sweat the trials and tribulations of the sports betting market with from a contrarian sharp mindset, your buddy Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everyone. Thank you for sticking around. So we are back at it after a very short break. We started our pod recapping great night last night across college, NBA, and NHL. See if we can get it going here, get on a little hot streak, talk college hoops. Now it's time to transition to NBA and NHL. So I told you I wanted to share a system with you guys, which has done very, very well. So it was 2-0 last night. The Washington-Denver over, the New Orleans-Portland over. Totals of 230 or higher. The over is 2-0 yesterday and is now on the year 46-34, 58%. So typically these high totals historically have done pretty decent to the under. But again, we don't just want to be stubbornly clinging to something that maybe isn't predictive or isn't doing well. We want to cash plays. So this is a trend that has really, really cashed here recently. It's 58% here, 230 or above. So that's something that I want to keep in mind. And we do have two games that match today. And I think the other thing is, in a way, you can kind of go contrarian with these high totals, 230 or more, because the public looks at these and says, 235, 237, 242, there's no way that those can go over. That's so high, I got to take the under just on principle. But number one, they're high for a reason. And number two, like, you know, I took both of those totals yesterday. You look at, you know, Denver, Washington, they score like almost, what, 260. Almost the same thing with the Blazers and Pelicans. They score 250. You look at these 230s and you say there's no way they can go over. But all you really need, guys, and I don't want to jinx it here, is both teams to get in the 120s. We see a lot of 127, 124 games, you know, that sort of thing. So that's really what you're looking for. But this is crazy because these totals 230 or higher have gone over a lot. And they're 58%. So we have two of them today. So a couple matches here. Number one, Toronto and Milwaukee. There's only three games today. But I was looking at Toronto as a spread play. They're kind of really, there's only a couple options here for spread plays. But Toronto just rolled on Milwaukee, won by 11, 6-point dog. And Toronto matchup-wise, I got to give credit to JVT. He talks about how they match up very well with Milwaukee. They're back at it, and it's pretty much the same number. So Toronto, a lot of these books open plus 6. It's kind of split tickets, but the spread has stayed the same, but some of these are juicing up the plus 6 for Toronto. So I was looking at going back to the well with Toronto plus 6. It was definitely had the number of Milwaukee. And then, of course, as I mentioned, and also Toronto, they would match our road dogs, especially road dogs, 54% ATS road dogs, 5 or less off a win. They get closer to 60%. So a couple matches there. And then also, if you want to sweat some points, this matches are over. Opened 235. It's up to 235.5. February over 60%, 230 or more. The over is 58%. So I'm rooting for some points there. Go over Bucks and Raptors. Another one here. I'm looking to buy low on the Nets over. I did this in the Suns game and was able to get it. I'm trying to do it again. But the Nets and the Lakers total opened 237. It's all the way down to 232.5. So at this point, are you going to take the under after you've lost all value? No, I think you're buying low on this over. 230 or more, 58%. Buy low on a total that falls at least 2 points, 57%. You do have Kyrie coming back for this game. So I am looking at the over there with the Nets. And as you guys all know, they're not really a best-kept secret. I think that the crazy trends so far across all sports are Drake, ATS, the Jazz continuing to cover ATS, and the Brooklyn Nets overs, 22-8. So let's get some points there, Nets Lakers. And then last one of the night, I saw a little bit of value on the Kings. The Heat, this is a big rest versus tired, and you do have a line move. The Heat opened -1.5 on the road, and they're down to 1, even though everyone's betting the Heat. The Kings just look kind of sharp. This is a big rest versus tired where Miami played last night. Now they got to travel, and the Kings have been off since the 15th. So they've been off since Monday. So really rested Kings, Heat on a back-to-back, got to travel, the line's moving to the Kings. So I was looking at grabbing 1.5, you can find it, if not, maybe a money line play there, but that just caught my eye with the Kings. And then in the NHL, let's go a little NHL. I got to tell you one thing. My Bees are back. My Bruins, finally, I missed my Bees. But a big night in the NHL, guys, 3-0 last night. Let's see if we can keep it going. Here are some system matches. Number one, bet to risk, not bet to win. As always, going back to all of Toronto. Toronto, -285. Toronto would match as a favorite, -200 or more. They're 77% this year. Home favorites, -150 or more, 74%. And when two teams are on a back-to-back, the favorite is 67%. Take the favorite. So a lot of matches there with Toronto. I'm going back to all with Toronto, -285. My Bruins, as I mentioned, my Bruins match a rested favorite system. So they're a favorite, -150 or more. Home fave, 74%. Here's another one. Home favorites, this is another one I found. Home favorites, -150 or more, that are coming off a loss. 16-3, 84%. So my Bees are back here. They're a rested favorite off a loss versus opponent off a win, all matching here. With my Bruins, that's a -210 with the Bees. CBJ, looking at CBJ, they opened around -115 at home. They're now up to around -120. But Columbus would match as a fave with a line move of 10 cents or more. If you are off an opener of 115 up to 125, those teams that would match or books that would match. Both teams off a loss take the favorite, 17-3. You also have a rested favorite all matching with Columbus. You look at Nashville, I think they're 1-5 on the road. They're 0-7 as a dog. So I'm looking at CBJ. Let's go Torts. Come on, Tortorella. St. Louis, looking at St. Louis here. It worries me a bit this line fell. It was like -195 down to -180. But I still have a lot of system matches on St. Louis. Home favorite, -150 or more off a loss, 84%. Rested favorite, 62%. Favorite off a loss, 73%. So that would all be matching with St. Louis. The other thing I like is the Sharks may be without, I believe he is, Erik Karlsson, one of the best defensemen in the NHL. Karlsson is out. So I'm looking at St. Louis at home, laying a -180. And then the last couple, Arizona. Arizona and the Kings. Looking at Arizona here, they open around -150. They're up to around -155. That's a home fave, -150 or more, 74%. And a rested fave versus a tired team. Another big mismatch there. That would match on the Coyotes, on the Yotes here. And then also the Yotes are playing a hockey team other than the Blues for like the first time in forever. But the Coyotes last played the 15th at home. They're still at home. Kings last played the 16th. And this is kind of a buy low spot on Arizona. And then last play of the night, Minnesota Wild Anaheim Ducks under. This is a shot I'm taking on the under. It reminds me of that Chicago Detroit under we cashed yesterday. But the total opened 5.5, all liability juice under, -125 to the under. So 5.5, under juiced up. And here's what you really like. When you look at the Anaheim Ducks, they are 11-4-1 to the under. They're not scoring a lot, but they're playing great defense. And Jonathan Gibson, their goalie, has got some ridiculous numbers here. So maybe get a low-scoring game. I'd take another 3-2. But the Ducks under would match under 5.5 liability. So for those playing at home, NHL, bet to risk, not bet to win, always. Toronto, -285. Bruins, -200, -210. Columbus, -120. St. Louis, -180. Arizona, -150. And Minnesota under 5.5. So Leafs, Bruins, CBJ, Blues, Arizona, and Minnesota under. But that about does it, everyone. So we did it. Thirsty Thursday. Another day in the books. Another day grinding in the arena. It's about to get fun. But I wanted to mention one thing. You know, I say it as always. I got to be a guerrilla marketer because if I don't say it, no one else will. But if you've been enjoying the Market Insights podcast, if you've been listening, it's become a staple of your day. You may not, you know, play every game I talk about. Maybe you pick and choose. But maybe it's helped you to read line movement or adopt a contrarian philosophy or better locate sharp action. Or maybe you've come up with some of these systems that I've talked about that have helped you cash. Maybe you're brand new to hockey and you're doing pretty well. Whatever it may be, if you enjoy the pod, you appreciate what I do, the hard work I put into it. And by the way, if you had a really big night last night and you got a couple extra coins in your pocket, there's one thing you can do to make me very happy. You can buy my book. Go to Amazon.com, type in The Everything Guide to Sports Betting, pick up a copy for you or a friend. It's got tips, strategies for all the major sports, especially if you're in a newly legalized state and you want to get going here, how to set a bankroll management plan, how to read line movement, how to go contrarian, how to locate sharp action, all included in my book. So if you've already picked up a copy, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you want to make my day and pick one up, that would be even better. But yeah, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting, available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. But there you have it, guys. Whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, at Twin River in Rhode Island, at the Brook in New Hampshire, at Stadium Swim, at the beautiful Circa Sports, or the good old South Point where the true grinders get down at. Man, you got a lot of tickets you can show me when we walk up to each other. Because seriously, guys, last night was pretty epic. Toronto, Chicago, Detroit under, Edmonton. How about the our two high total overs, Denver and the Blazers, Golden State money line, Evansville over, BU on the money line, Sacred Heart, Radford, Marquette, Furman, VCU, Mercer, Kentucky, Wofford under, Drake -5, Boise on the money line. But maybe you're going to show me a Dukies play because everyone was betting against Duke and we sniffed that thing out from a mile away. So flash me a Dukies ticket and guess what? First beer's on me, next one's on you. Then we're going to order some drinks, get a steak dinner, post up in front of one of those lazy boy chairs at the book and we're going to have a big night here, guys. But as always, thanks again. Stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house. Always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? No, but we're making 100 bets trying to win 55, knowing that 52.38% is the barrier we got to break in order to make a profit with standard minus 110 juice. But of course, guys, lastly, beat the closing line, have multiple outs, but keep grinding. Yesterday was a testament to the grinders that gave a couple units back on Monday and Tuesday, but didn't get frustrated, didn't stray from the model, stuck with the model, and had an epic night last night, guys. So let's keep grinding. Let's keep doing what we do. I hope everyone has a fantastic Thursday. Stay safe if you're in Texas, and I'll see you on the Lombardi line to offer a market update. But good luck, everyone. I'll see you at the window. Keep cashing.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.